Kind of rock and roll between 6 and midnight right here on the radio.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabosky. Memorials and tributes took place across Texas last night, 1 week since the deadly flash flooding that took the lives of nearly 130 people. Matthew Hammond lost his 17-year-old daughter.
What my wife are learning is that consolation to console someone is a two-way process. Like, we're learning that it's as much our job to console those who are consoling us.
Authorities say about 160 people are still missing. The Trump administration cut 1,100 civil service jobs at the State Department yesterday, saying it'll make the federal workforce more effective. But Emily Horn, a former State Department employee under the Biden and Obama administration, says the government is losing dedicated public servants.
I wish that all Americans could see the work that they do to advance our economic interests.
And a new preliminary report into last month's deadly Air India crash finds the jet's fuel cutoff switches were activated shortly after takeoff. This is ABC News. More trouble in the skies after a Delta flight headed to the U.S. from Spain was diverted to an unlikely landing location. ABC's Matt Rivers has the details.
Some passengers saying they heard a loud boom.
Everyone sort of looked at each other like, did you hear that? What happened?
The aircraft forced to divert, landing safely at the Lajes Airport in the Azores, a chain of small islands in the middle of the ocean. Passengers disembarking, remaining on the island for nearly 30 hours before a new plane arrived to take them to their destination. In a statement, Delta pointing to a mechanical issue with an engine, adding, "We sincerely apologize to our customers for their experience and delay in their travels."
About 300 passengers were on board. Extreme heat is once again raising the risk of wildfires in the West. More than 10 million Americans are under heat alerts. Dry conditions are also fueling the White Sage Fire in Arizona near the Grand Canyon. I'm Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
For your Saturday, we can expect clouds eventually clearing out and drying out conditions with a high of 81. Clear and comfortable tonight will drop down to 59. On Sunday, abundant sunshine, a high of 84. Monday, sunny, hot and humid, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 88. Tuesday, humid showers and thunderstorms likely, heavy rain a possibility, 87. And then Wednesday, a damp midweek and dreary with on and off rain chances continuing, but we're a little cooler with a high at 80 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
not that young, giving birth to a son in a home for wayward girls. And it was a sidewalk soapbox preacher looking for a today in the world. Every Friday night he'd pick Jesus a fight down at the local pool hall, hanging up souls, condemning all those caught behind the eight ball. He said, I preach the light shows the way. Don't ever trust what the government say. We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy. It's all in your mind. This here was a messed up, dressed up waitress with a slightly tarnished heart of gold. She wouldn't have bet for a new stepmama as far as stepmamas go. Daddy knew she was the one as he baked in the sun in a parking lot preaching the truth. Up shot her hand and she cried, oh man, I feel it, yes I feel it, I do. Been revealed to me down in my soul, there were two shooters on the grass and no, we never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy, it's all in your head. Let us sing, it's all interpretation. To find the truth, you gotta read. That narrow path is hard to define. Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind. In his quest for truth, Daddy was moved by the spirit to take up a snake. In a moment of doubt, the venom turned out stronger than Daddy's fate. I'm never forgetting his dying breath, the last words that he said. We never walked on the moon, Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy, it's all in your head. Let me tell you, it's all interpretation. To find the truth, you gotta read between the lines. Work out your own salvation. Of that narrow path, it's hard to define. Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind.
It's Diamond Rio for your weekend wake up. It's all in your head. We're not moving up very quickly. 66, the worst foreign home thermometer. Our low today, 65. Now, we can tell you we're going to top off somewhere near 84 this afternoon. Around 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, including your rabbit ears memory. Here's Mindy McCready, A Girl's Gotta Do.
First thing I did when you said goodbye, sit myself down and have a real good cry. The next thing I did was put my red dress on and go downtown dancing till the break of dawn. Fancy meeting you at our stomping ground. Sorry if
We have a jam-packed day for you at 7:45. We'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell, 8 o'clock CBS News. Nick Grunseth has your weather after that. We'll have our triple play and prime mover all during 8 o'clock.
Cage can't use its wings. One day she might refuse to sing. You'll find some feathers on the floor and an open door. Ooh, what you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey! Bars to bend, she won't be back again. Ooh, what you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey, hey, ooh, what you gonna say? What you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey, touch the sky.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Richland Center, Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Make plans for Saturday, July 19th, the Heart of Casanova Celebration 2025 at Memorial Park. Jumpstart your morning with a pancake breakfast. Then lace up for the energizing 5K run walk. Hoop it up with 3-on-3 basketball, or you can watch the splash-filled raft races. Then gather for live festival music and a sky full of fireworks as dusk turns into starry night. Don't miss Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Casanova Celebration, Saturday, July 19th. Races, rigs, and revelry. We'll see you there. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the beach luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue. Live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pole, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Hey, truck and tractor pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we bring comfort to your home and savings to your wallet. Discover stylish, high-quality Ashley furniture and top mattress brands like Nectar Therapeutic and Maloof. Looking for a great deal? Don't miss our bargain basement packed with unbeatable savings. Whether you're furnishing a single room or your whole home, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is here for you because we believe in comfort, quality, and community. Open today till noon.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
It's time right now for our time travel journey of entertainment proportion. We call it a look at this week in entertainment history. Today we start with Indiana Jones. Also known for his role in Star Wars, Harrison Ford has a birthday today. Figure skater Christy Yamaguchi turns 54, and country singer Bill Anderson celebrates his birth as well. The first episode of Northern Exposure hit CBS airwaves in 1990. PBS began airing concerts by the Boston Pops Orchestra in 1970. It was Disco Demolition Night in 1979 in Chicago. The Chicago White Sox came up with an idea of destroying all records with disco. Well, the ensuing riot and damage to the field caused the White Sox to forfeit the second game of a doubleheader. Family Feud with Richard Dawson premiered in 1976. Monk, the TV show, ran its first season in 2002. The Exorcist hit the theaters in 1973. And also, President Bill Clinton visited Germany. He went to the eastern sector of Berlin in 1994. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history's Rabbit Ears Memory coming up next.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
It's unfair to ask a woman to be the wife of a mailman. Well, watching him get up every morning, strapping on that old mailbag, going out and hitting those mean streets, never knowing whether he's coming back or not.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is an American television teen sitcom created for NBC. It premiered in prime time August 20th, 1989, a Sunday night. It was targeted at kids and teens. Saved by the Bell was later broadcast in the U.S. on a regular schedule of Saturday morning.
When I wake up in the morning and the long gets out of morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the Bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low in my chair, and she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, cause I'm saved by the it's alright. Cause I'm saved by the it's alright. Cause I'm saved by the bell.
Fresh off the farm, just out of school, face of an angel, nobody's fool. Turquoise boots, Latin Braves cap, denim and lace, you gotta love that. She rolled into town, her dreams in a sack, an old guitar and a blue Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants and you gotta love that. Long way from home, white picket fence. She turned down a ring from her old boyfriend. Didn't take a dime from even her dad. She's out on her own and you gotta love that. She rolled into town, dreams in a sack, old guitar and a Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants and you gotta love that.
That's Neil McCoy. You gotta love that.
Man, you gotta love that.
The worst worn home thermometer showing 67 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
7:30, time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries, and they're brought to you each and every day by those great folks in Black Earth, the shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, July 12th, 2025. Time to jump on in and see who is celebrating, including Dawn Silver's happy birthday from your good friend, Monica. Here's a birthday wish for to our dad, Brian Olson, up Little Willow. Have a great day. Mom, Carly, Logan, Haley, Hayden, everybody wishing Brian Olson a very happy birthday. Happy 67th anniversary to Marjorie Baumkamp from Arnie today. Donna Harris, Sweet Pea. She was a parade Sweet Pea. Donna turns 98 today. There'll be a party going on, rain or shine, but it sounds like you may get some sunshine later. That's going on at the Bagley Bull Diamond. And Donna Harris, happy birthday from Sherry and Brandy. Happy 67th wedding anniversary to Arnold and Marjorie. That from your friends and neighbors. So we hope you have a great day today. Maximus Henick is celebrating, makes the St. Luke's Lutheran Church list today. From the Five Points Lutheran Church, Mary Engel. Happy 8th birthday to Leo. Lots of love from Oma. Also, Leo, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Bubba, and Luke. Happy anniversary wishes to Linda and Calvin Brown. Wishing you all the best today and always. Love, Dennis and Diane. In Twin Bluffs, Corey Olson is celebrating a birthday, that from the Lousy Neighbors. Happy birthday wishes to Lisa with love from Mom, Dad, and all the family. We love you and have the best day ever. Happy birthday wishes to Auntie Lisa from Mara and Ruthie. Have a great day. We love you very much. Happy birthday to our mom, Lisa Geishert, from Joshua and TJ. Here's a birthday wish to Dad and husband, Corey Olson, from Alyssa, Jace, and Brenda. Mary Engel, enjoy your day. That note from Jean Tony. Happy birthday wishes to Allie Gruber. Happy 21st with love from Aunt Jan and Uncle Arden. Al Baker, Gene Wanless, and then anniversary wishes for Gary and Karina Mott and Russ and Barb Shannon from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Corey Olson, Brian Olson, Melissa Fruit, Monica Kirshner, and Yazdel Puentes, all celebrating today.
The Bloom City Town Crier would like to pass on birthday wishes to Lisa Geischert, Monica Kirshner, Sadie Niemeyer, Lola Schweitzer, and Mackenzie Stevens, and an anniversary wish for Gary and Karina Mott, and Bob and Bonnie Payne. Happy birthday wishes to Lola Schweitzer from Beulah Wesleyan Church. From the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, Sadie Niemeyer is celebrating. Sadie, we hope you have a great day today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Courtney and Clay Dean, have an anniversary, and then birthday wishes for Aiden Peer, Trayson Knapp, and Sydney Merwin. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Leo Perna, along with Teresa Marshall, Allie Gruber, Aaron Schultz, Melissa Fruit, and then anniversaries going out to John and Vonnie Lewis, Russ and Barb Shannon, and Gary and Karina Mott. And if you are celebrating anywhere in the area today, birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone at WRCO-FM.
It was Dell and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Dell and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Dell and the dealer. The dog as well, but the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune, and the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Theed, if a cat has a shot of rye, you know everybody's in trouble. That's classic Hoyt Axton, 1979, Della and the Dealer. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. Wake up 7:36 in Richland Center. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 67.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
In about 7 minutes, we will hand things off to Caitlin O'Connell from the WRCO-FM newsroom that comes your way at 7:45. Here's the man in black with Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
7:41. In about 4 minutes, we'll hand things off the old newsroom with Caitlin O'Connell. And now it's Leanne Womack, and I'll think of a reason later on your Saturday morning weekend wake up on WRCO-FM.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spins on. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update with Caitlin O'Connell, brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. There's an air quality alert in effect until further notice due to wildfire smoke from Canada moving into the Midwest. Otherwise, breezy, humid, a mix of clouds and sun, maybe some showers as we move through your afternoon. A high of 84, 59 tonight with fog possible, and then mostly sunny, breezy, not as humid tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. We do have cloudy conditions currently, and we're at 67.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Another juvenile has died as the result of a UTV accident. Thursday morning at approximately 10 a.m., the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash involving a juvenile on private property off of Hurricane Road in South Lancaster Township. The initial investigation determined that the juvenile was the lone occupant in the UTV and was performing farm chores when the juvenile lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side. The juvenile was not utilizing any safety equipment and was ejected from the UTV and pinned underneath. The juvenile was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office, Lancaster EMS, Lancaster Fire Department, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will continue to investigate the crash. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department is looking for the suspect in a hit-and-run Thursday afternoon. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a hit-and-run crash involving a semi and one other vehicle on U.S. Highway 18-151 near County Road Triple H in Ridgeway Township around 1:45. Ridgeway Fire, Ridgeway First Responders, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, Mount Horeb EMS, multiple Iowa County Sheriff's Office units, and the Ridgeway Marshal responded to the scene. Multiple people were transported to the hospital. The semi continued traveling, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office is continuing to attempt to locate the vehicle and driver. Seven people escaped injury in a boating incident. Houston County Sheriff Brian Swedberg and Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson jointly report the incident occurred on the Mississippi River at the United States Army Corps of Engineers Lock and Dam No. 8 Monday afternoon. At approximately 1:30, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Communication Center received a report that several individuals went through one of the several gates at the dam. At the time of the 911 call, some of the people were still in the water downstream or on the lower side of the dam, all of whom miraculously survived. Brandon S. Coombe, 39 of La Crosse was operating the pleasure craft with six passengers aboard. The inboard engine reportedly stalled 1 to 2 miles upriver and failed to restart as the boat was approaching the dam. Occupants attempted to paddle, but to no avail. It did not appear that there was any attempt to drop the anchor while they were upstream of the dam. There was no initial indication of distress, but once the craft penetrated the 600-foot safety area upstream of the dam, United States Army Corps of Engineers staff stationed at the facility took immediate action to seal the gates in the affected area. All seven people disembarked, went underwater beneath the gate, and resurfaced below the dam. Alert Corps staff threw life preserver rings to the distressed mariners. All seven, including one child, some assisting each other, were able to climb to safety atop the dam. No injuries were reported. Assisting both sheriff offices were the Genoa Harmony Fire and Rescue, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, United States Army Corps of Engineers St. Paul District, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Higher than normal river levels attributed to less swell or turbulence below the dam and provided a greater distance between the riverbed and the bottom of the gate, in which all seven people passed through. An investigation by Wisconsin's Elections Commission has concluded that unlawful actions by Madison's former city clerk led to nearly 200 absentee ballots going unaccounted in the 2024 presidential election. The report released Wednesday accuses Mary Beth Weitzel Bell of violating five election laws, including mishandling absentee ballots. Whether she is actually charged with any crimes would be up to the Dane County District Attorney. Two bags of unaccounted ballots were discovered weeks after the election, but the clerk's office delayed notifying officials. The former clerk resigned in April. The commission will vote on the report's findings and recommendations on July 17th. Experience a classic movie in a historic space, presented in partnership with River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller, and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, will be shown at the Hillside Theater on Monday. It was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The film will be shown Monday at 6 o'clock at the Hillside Theater. Tickets priced at $10 can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. A $146,000 Badger 5 jackpot was split between winning tickets purchased at BP in Stoughton and Quick Trip in Bosque Bell. The winning numbers were 5, 9, 12, 16, 17. So far this year, 12 winning Badger 5 jackpots have exceeded $100,000. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Bosque Bell, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Joan Bethke, 70 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call the Richland Center United Methodist Church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. The proud funeral and cremation service is assisting the family. Of Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Nelson Pier, 94, of Bosque Bell, died Wednesday at Amplify Gunderson Health System in Bosque Bell. A funeral service will be held today at 11 o'clock at Backroads Methodist Church in Bosque Bell. Burial will be in the Bosque Bell Cemetery. Military honors will be rendered by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post No. 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post No. 10393 of Bosque Bell. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Nelson Pier, 94, of Boscobel. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Montana, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of the service at noon. For Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Montana. Leona L. Kelbell, 84, Bloom City, died on Monday. Funeral services will be held today at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Bear will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of the service at noon. For Leona L. Kelbell, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died on June 21st. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 4 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3 o'clock. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, or a charity of your choice. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargen, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family of Deborah M. Fargen, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died on July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock on Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wapat Cemetery. Friends may call the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge on Sunday from 1 until 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. For Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona, died on July 2nd. Graveside services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from noon until the time of the service at 1. For Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. Arletta Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. For Arletta Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Peyton Gunlock had a son, Kyson Matthew.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. There are growing protests in California over the federal government's immigration raids. This morning, the United Farm Workers Union says one farm worker fell off a roof and is in critical condition after one of the raids, and authorities are also searching for one person suspected of firing on federal agents. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for that person. It's been about a week since the Texas Hill Country was hit with deadly flash flooding that killed at least 129 people. President Trump visited the area yesterday, saying the federal response was incredible as his administration faces scrutiny over whether emergency agencies were properly staffed. ABC News spoke to former FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
We're seeing these record-breaking events month after month. We need to make sure communities have the right tools and information so they can plan appropriately to protect their citizens.
This is ABC News. A new five-star restaurant in Dubai is planning to go all in on artificial intelligence.